PM and News at 6, Tano Fakwe, I'm Kalia Strong. A mental health study in Polynesian countries is among a host of research projects undertaken by the University of Auckland. A $2 million contribution from the Pacific Medical Association will kickstart the programs run by the Centre of Excellence for Pacific Health and Social Outcomes. Associate Professor Dr. Colin Tukuitonga says it's a new program that has the support of medical tertiary providers around the Pacific.
We're doing a mental health study in the Polynesian countries funded by MFAT. We're starting in Samoa to determine the extent of mental disorders in the community, but more importantly, to use the findings from that study to then design with George and the team in Samoa appropriate responses. So
And families planning to travel to the islands for Christmas are advised to get themselves fully vaccinated before travelling. Countries like Tuvalu and Niue are experiencing a sharp spike in the number of COVID-19 infections within local communities. Dr. Hinemaha Latui says it's important we safeguard the health and well-being of vulnerable communities in the islands.
If you're up to date with your vaccinations before you travel, then you're protecting yourself and others around you. You're less likely to be taking something with you, especially to our whānau who are living in the Pacific. I don't want any of our people taking any of these bugs back home to the islands where they're a lot more vulnerable and don't have as easy access to healthcare.
Niue yesterday reported 12 new cases of COVID-19, taking the total active cases to 33. And COVID-19 cases in Tuvalu continue to climb, with 67 new cases in the latest reporting period. In a statement, the Department of Health reports almost 2,800 cases have been recorded since the 3rd of November. One person is in hospital. Tonga is calling for more unity and cooperation as delegates at the Pacific Tuna Commission meeting in Vietnam haggle over management measures for the multi-billion dollar fishery. Dr. Tui Kolongahau Kalafihi says a collective effort is needed to manage resources. Scientists are warning tuna stocks will move eastwards out of Pacific Island countries' jurisdiction as the climate crisis intensifies. And finally to sports, Battle of the Pacific is heading to the boxing ring this weekend, raising funds and awareness for Pacific mental health and well-being. Lana Schmidt of Lower Hutt says it's an opportunity to fight for herself, be part of a boxing team and be pushed outside her comfort zone. The mother of four will be competing for a cause that's close to her heart.
I struggled with mental health. First time ever when I was 16, my mum passed away in front of me and didn't know how to deal with it. Also, just support and fighting not just for my mental health, but being part of a team, having coaches that help you push yourself out of your comfort zone. Yeah, and just having opportunity to be in the ring.
The Battle of the Pacific will be held at the Walter Nash Centre in Lower Hutt on Saturday night. And that's PMN News at 6. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.